Welcome back to the Jerry Bader Program. I'm Seth Mila sitting in. If you want to, a little bit of shameless self-promotion, if you'd like to, go to Seth Mila WSAU on Facebook. Seth Mila, S-E-T-H-M-E-L-A-W-S-A-U. On Facebook, click the like button, and you get to see a little bit more about what goes on in my program on a regular basis. All right, now that we've done that, let's go to Pete on the phone. Thanks, Pete, for calling in. What can we do for you?
Hi, I just can't remember one time I was working at this place, and there was this guy they hired by Ray. His name was Ray. He was in his late 70s, and I couldn't figure out why he was still working, you know. And one night, it was like 20-some degrees, and he came a little bit late, and I says, Ray, why are you so late, you know? And he said, well, my car was broken. I said, okay. I said, well, I'll give you a ride home. You should call me if that happens, you know. And so I gave him a ride home, and it was kind of drizzly raining, and I said, Ray, let's look at your car. And so I crawled under it and tapped on the starter, and sure enough, it was the starter. The Bendix wouldn't kick out, and so I took him the next day to get a starter, bought the starter, went to his house, put it on. That next night, he came back to work. He wanted to pay me, and then some. I said, no, Ray, don't worry about it. I said, someday I'm going to need that favor back. And So wasn't even a week later, I'm on the side of the road with my serpentine belt off. I didn't know how to put that on, and here a neighbor that was standing there raking his leaves came over and helped put it on. So I said, you know, it always comes full circle, and I'm a firm believer of that. So I don't know whatever happened to him, but I wish him well. So.
Thank you, Pete, for calling in. Let's go to John. What's on your mind, John?
Well, years ago, my wife and I were we went down to Chicago, and we're walking around the loop. And my wife went into a popcorn shop, and she bought a couple of bags of popcorn, and the guy gave her too much change, and she didn't realize it until she got outside. So she walked back in, and she said, I just bought two bags of popcorn. And the man immediately said, yeah, and so what? And she said, well, you gave me too much change. And he looked at her and he said, God bless you, lady. And I think we changed that man that day.
You know, it's interesting because when you are dealing with customer service, you get complained to constantly. You do one little thing wrong, somebody's going to bark at you. And after a while, it's like, oh, just, you can understand. I mean, it's not right, but you can understand why the guy's reaction is like, yes, so what? And then you turn it around and I'm like, you gave me too much money. Thank you very much. That that can mean a lot. I had dinner here at a local restaurant and went in just very quick, and I was tired. The service was impeccable. I barely got my iced tea down to, you know, the last little swallow or something. Boom, the glass was filled up. Anything that I needed, it was right there. The service was fantastic. And it wasn't a case where the place was empty and I was the only person. The place was packed. The waitress hustled. And so I tipped her very, very well. And as I was leaving, I did something else. I called the restaurant on my way home and talked to the manager. And yeah, the manager at first was like, yeah, okay, what can I do for you? Because I've had my head caved in all night. Sure. What's your complaint? You know, that was his attitude. And I just said, hey, I got to let you know that this waitress, and I gave him her name, I said, she is an example that you need to have your other waitresses emulate. She did a great job. Everything was fantastic. The food was good. The service was amazing. And it was a wonderful experience to be there. I'll tell everybody I can about it. And at first, his reaction was stunned silence. Like, what, am I on candid camera? Is this a joke? Is Ashton Kutcher going to come around the corner and I'm punked or something? But after it sunk in, you could tell he was truly appreciative of the phone call. People that manage others don't get calls very often about how their staff has done a good job. So that's another thing you could do. If you've gotten good service somewhere, you've done something, you know, you've experienced something great, give them a call. Let them know. All right, let's go to John, another John on the phone. Thanks. Well, I phrased that wrong. Anyway, thanks for calling in. What's on your mind? John, are you still there? Okay. Then let me give you an interesting story about a couple that has a unique bond. We've talked about $5 Friday, you know, giving $5 to somebody that you don't know. And some of you are thinking, man, I don't know. I don't have $5 to give. Okay. There's other ways to help out and to do things. Maybe not to this extent. You ready for this? A man and a woman in England by the name of Gordon Henry and Joe broke up back in 1993. But they stayed in contact because they have a son together. Joe has been dealing with kidney disease her entire life and received a kidney from her sister when she was about 19 years old. But 10 years ago, she started having issues again and needed another transplant. Now, at first, Gordon and Joe's adult son thought that donating a kidney, that he could donate a kidney. But when Gordon found out, he said, no, son is not going to donate the kidney. Gordon decided that he would donate the kidney instead. Donate a kidney to his ex. Well, they did the testing, found out, yep, he's a match. The surgery took place in 2009, 16 years after they had broken up. The surgery went well. Kidney has been a success. The transplant has been a success. And Gordon claims that it was not some crazy attempt to win Joe back. I'm going to have to go along with that because, I mean, if you're trying to win somebody back, an ex back or get back into, don't you think there's easier ways to do it than donating a kidney? I don't know, take them out to dinner, some flowers, you know, something like that. Well, 2 decades now after they've split, guess what? Gordon and Joe are back together. Joe says that they've put their past issues behind them, and they're only concentrating on the future now. So I hope that that ends out to be a good story. Now, if they do break up, you know what's going to happen. You're going to say, yeah, that relationship cost me an arm and a leg and a kidney. So I know, bad joke. All right, Greg, thanks for calling. Thanks for being on the line and putting up with my bad joke. What can we do for you this morning?
Hi. Yeah, I was listening this morning, and it just reminded me of a situation I had about a year or so ago. I went to the grocery store, and in my change was a $5 bill. Mm-hmm. And on it, a fellow or somebody had scribbled on there, I really, really need this. Please send it back. And he gave me a name, one name, Dusty, with a Wausau address and zip. I thought, this
really?
Is interesting. So I added a dollar to the five, put it in an envelope, with a self-addressed, you know, I put it in an envelope with my return address just in case the address was bogus.
Right.
About a week later, I get a letter back from Dusty with a $20 bill, and here this person said that he was just seeing if there was any goodness left in anybody and said, had lunch on me.
Well, send me an email with Dusty's address. I'll send him a 50 and see if he sends me back 100.
Well, you know, I saved the I saved the guy's address. If I ever get in the Wausau area, I'd like to meet this person because I never did. I thought, oh, my God, this is amazing. I sent him $6. I got a $20 bill in the mail. So, anyway, I just thought it was – this goes to show you. I think, well, if it's a scam, I'm all, you know, $6 at a stamp, you know.
Sure.
Anyway.
Tremendous.
I just thought it was interesting.
That is a very interesting. Thanks for sharing that. There's some really cool things that people have done to help others out. I don't know if you've heard this or not, but there was a doggone if I can remember where this happened. I'm thinking Washington State, but my brain could be playing tricks on me. One individual went through a fast food drive-thru and decided to do what's called pay it forward. He said to the person at the counter there at the drive-thru window, hey, here's $10. I want to pay for the lunch for the person behind me. Well, that went on. The person behind him was so grateful that they decided to pay for the lunch for the person behind them, and so on and so on. I believe the story that I read said that it went on for 80 customers, 80 people that were appreciative and surprised and happy and paid it forward to the person behind them. Now, we talked about this on the morning show this morning that may have gotten a little confusing for the person working the window, but I would be willing to bet they were well rewarded with the smiles, the appreciation, and the good attitude that is generated by that kind of thing. I'll tell you this. It doesn't always work out well. I was on a road trip myself. I was in the first car. with some family, and my wife and the rest of the family were in the car behind us. And we were going through some toll booth. I can't remember where it was. So I go through the toll booth first, and I'm, you know, just kind of got a frisky attitude. So I hand the toll booth worker my business card and a toll for, you know, my wife that was behind me. And I said, hey, do me a favor. I said, this redhead driving this car behind me has been kind of flirting with me on and off as we've been passing each other. I'd like to pay her toll. Give her my business card. Tell her to give me a call. Well, the toll worker laughed and said, oh, yeah, yeah, sure. So I take off and I look behind me and I noticed that my wife is giving the toll worker a dollar or whatever. So when we stop, I said, hey, did the toll worker give you my card? And she said, no. I said, did they tell you that I paid your toll? No. Like, oh, okay. Well, so much for doing that. Anyway, all right, let's take one more break before we call it a day. I'm Seth Meehl. I'm sitting in for Jerry Bader. The phone number, 888-455-1360. We've been talking about positive, uplifting stories. When we get back, it's time to get ready to go back into the fight and why it's important. 888-455-1360. Seth Meehl sitting in for Jerry Bader. We'll be right back.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.